I welcome you. Once again, we're going to just take a few moments around God's Word and then pray together. Thank you for many of you who join every day. If this is your first time, I welcome you. We're in week 13 of a 40-week journey through Scripture, and we're looking at the book of Ruth in the Old Testament. Some have called this the greatest love story ever told. It does act as a bridge between the era of the judges who ruled Israel and then the coming of the prophets like Samuel and the kings of Israel. Ruth is four chapters long in our Old Testament, the whole book. And it's interesting that the true significance of Ruth is beyond some of the things we've talked about loyalty and love. But the true purpose of the book of Ruth is actually found in the very last verse. So let's back up to verse 13 of the last chapter, chapter 4, verse 13. So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. So I'm not going to go over. You can listen to the previous central moments or read the book for yourself to see this amazing love story. Love of Ruth's loyalty to her mother-in-law, Naomi, and then love as Naomi helps to be the matchmaker and connects Boaz and Ruth, and Boaz wants to take Ruth as his wife to become her husband. So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. And when he made love to her, the Lord enabled her to conceive, and Ruth gave birth to a son. And the woman said to Naomi, Ruth's mother-in-law, "Praise be to the Lord, who this day has not left you without a guardian redeemer," or a kinsman redeemer, which was a picture of what Jesus becomes for us, where as our Creator, he comes to rescue us and to redeem us. May he become famous throughout Israel. And Boaz, we're still talking about him well over 3,000 years later. Boaz becomes the kinsman redeemer, the picture of Jesus, takes Ruth to himself, and they have a child. But this becomes the point of the whole book. That child, we're told in the second last verse of chapter 4, that child is named Obed. Salmon was the father of Boaz, and Boaz, marrying Ruth, they have a child, and their child is named Obed. But Obed, in turn, marries and has a child, and their child's name is Jesse. That son's name is Jesse. Jesse would be Ruth's grandson. And we'll see Jesse appear with the prophet Samuel, because Samuel comes and anoints one of Jesse's sons to be the next king of Israel. And Jesse was the father of David, King David. And so we see all of this powerful unfolding. That's the point of the story. God is writing a script that walks right into your life and my life today. Because David would then grow up in Bethlehem, where they were, and he became a shepherd out in the shepherd fields around Bethlehem. And when Samuel would later come to Jesse, he'd say, God's told me that one of your sons is going to be the next king of Israel. And it turns out it would be David. They literally call David in from the shepherd fields, anoint him as the next king of Israel and to follow Saul. And then while David is a king, God promises him that one of his descendants will have a rule, a throne that will never end. And this was understood by the Jewish people to be the Messiah, that the Messiah would come from David. And David, of course, was Ruth and Boaz's great-grandson. But if you just go generations and generations later, you will find that Joseph and Mary, who become the family that Jesus is raised in, Joseph is also a descendant of Ruth and Boaz and of David. And this puts Jesus in the royal line to be himself the king. It's no wonder that Jesus was born in Bethlehem, where David the king was. And David had been a shepherd boy. It's no wonder that the angels lit up the sky at Jesus' birth around Bethlehem, in the shepherd fields of all places, because that's where David had been called from, to be anointed as a king. Now to shepherds, the angels proclaim, a king, a Messiah, to you has been born the hope of Israel, there in Bethlehem. And so the script comes all the way to Jesus. And Jesus, I don't know if he's walked into your life yet. I don't know if you've accepted him yet. But Jesus walks right into our lives. This love story of Ruth becomes a story that changes our lives because it sets the stage for the coming of the Son of God, born in this same town where Boaz and Ruth were married, and they had a son, who had a son, the great King David, to whom was promised a son who would rule forever and forever. So, Father, we thank you for this. We thank you, you're sovereign over history. We thank you, Lord. We can't see it short term always, but we thank you for your sovereign story being written in our lives now because of Christ. We just yield to your sovereignty. There's some things we can't understand about the season we're in right now, but we thank you we're a part of a grand, history-wide, global story that you've been writing for centuries and centuries, a story of Jesus who then comes to change our lives. And we say yes to him. We ask forgiveness, Lord, by virtue of him dying on the cross for us. And we just surrender to your sovereignty today. Thank you that you who had this all in plan, you also have our lives in plan. You had us in mind when you had Boaz and Ruth get together and get married and bear a son. We thank you for this. And so we praise you. We honor you. We relax in your sovereignty. We take hope in your purposes. And we praise you with all of our hearts today. In Jesus' name, amen.